This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and become the persons they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. With stay-at-home mandates, most of us have had to rearrange our work schedules and readjust our work environment. I want to take a few minutes here and address making this transition, maybe making it a little smoother, perhaps if you've already made the transition, even making it more efficient. Maybe you've been sent into a relative isolation of your home office. It can be disruptive because not only do you have the work that's there, but perhaps more even in addition to what you're normally doing. And you're also working to adjust to new forms of communicating with colleagues and clients. And you're doing so in an environment, the home, that has ready-made distractions. Well, to be honest, I'm a bit of a hybrid in this regard. Been like that for years. I remember editing my doctoral dissertation at home, and I loved it. I graduated, took my first position as pastor of a church in Alabama. I was delighted when the church had, upon the request of their former pastor, transformed the carport of that church's parsonage where we would live into a study. So if the pastor, whoever that was, wanted to study at home, then he would have a place of quiet. And it worked perfectly for me. I would work at home in the mornings and then go in to the office in the afternoons for appointments. And the church was cool with that. Later pastorates weren't as keen to that concept. So I'd usually find a quiet, secluded place somewhere at the church itself. And then I would make that my study away from the office where all the traffic was. And then I would go to that office later on when necessary. Now, with COVID-19, it's different. I only go to my church office to conduct events that are live for our church or to record this podcast or the radio program. But pulling on my experience there and what I know from others, here's what I've learned about working from home that might be of benefit to you in our current crisis. First thing is, find a place. Find your place at home. Don't just meander around and try to work wherever you can. I mean, find some place that you can define as your workplace. With all our kids grown and gone, I've got a second floor to our home that's free for me to work in and to be transformed. So I've got a desk up there. Actually, I've got two places. I've got a desk that looks back on the Kentucky knobs, and then when the sun gets too bright on that area, I can go to a bedroom that I made in sort of another little office so I can look out at the front. But I can just sit and stare and reflect. And my two schnauzers know when I go to work, they scurry up the stairs and they sleep on the couch next to me. Occasionally, I talk to them for company. But anyway, that's my place, and I go upstairs. I'm going to work. It helps condition your mind when you do that, that it's time to go to work. You might even say, I'm going to work, and go to wherever that is in your home. I liken it to what experts have told us about getting better sleep. You know, you make your bed your place primarily where you sleep and not work. It conditions your mind. Same way with work. That's one thing. Second thing is have a set schedule. It's so important when working from home to create a set work schedule for yourself and treat it just like a work schedule you'd have in an office. If you don't, you'll never get anything done. And there's always the temptation for distraction. So, you know, I go downstairs and get some water and notice that my wife is going through some old pictures, and I stop and look at that one picture, and that's cool, and then another one, and well, 20 minutes later, I'm still looking at old pictures. So we have to be aware of these distractions. And, you know, like seeing that kitchen cabinet that needs cleaning, and then 15 minutes later, you're on another project of cleaning. So be aware of that distraction and have a set schedule. Stay on your schedule. Having said that, you can let go of the 8-hour day. I read an article written by Dr. Alexandra Samuel in the Wall Street Journal. She's worked from her home for like 22 years. Just as there are distractions at home, she says, think about those distractions. You have them at the workplace as well. I mean, you've got, in addition to at the workplace, at your office, the water cooler chat. You've got collegial conversations, random interruptions. I might have two or three people drop by my office on any given morning. While ministering to them is part of my work, the other work, I mean, the sermons and the Bible studies and the things that the writing that I do, that all falls further and further behind. It's something that is part of it. Well, Dr. Samuel says she considered it a good day if she got 4 hours of decent work done at the office. Conversely, she says at home, since her work is uninterrupted, she can get more done in 5 hours than she'd accomplish in an 8-hour workday. The warning she gives is that if you consistently work more than 5 or 6 hours at a stretch, you can get really burned out. So use that to your advantage. Brett and Kate McKay, writing in Entrepreneurship, Money, and Career, said that you can tailor your own needs at your home office to what works for you. For example, they said, because we want to spend our mornings hanging out with the kids, Kate and I work from 12 to 6, and then for a couple of hours after Gus and Scott go to bed. So they tailor that around their kids, and that's a convenient thing, and that works to your advantage. So have a work schedule, but you know, adjust that to your home. Here's a third thing. Get out of the house. Of course, you can't really go anywhere now when you get out of the house, like to a coffee shop or restaurant, at least not right now. It's coming soon, we hope. But you can get up and walk around. I mean, I can take my compost down to the compost pile. Okay, that's not like going to Starbucks for coffee, but we don't have a Starbucks in my town anyway. But I think you get what I'm saying. Just get out. You can take a break. Go take a walk. Lori and I take a walk in the afternoon when the weather's decent. And so think about that. Get out of the house. And a fourth thing is dress up if you want to and dress up if you don't want to. Some people like to get dressed up like they're going to work. It helps them, again, get into that mindset for work. And I've read that kind of thing before. And, you know, get all dressed up even if you're at home. Well, you know, my work uniform changes from business casual, even when I'm at the office, at church, in a regular time. But I'm one way on Wednesday. On Sundays, I'm still old school enough to want to wear a coat and tie on Sundays many times, not all the time perhaps. But, I mean, it's even more casual on other days of the week where jeans are okay. So it just depends. So the work, the clothing, you know, at home, I mean, I can work in my sweatpants or pajamas or a guy can get dressed up, but none of those help me write better sentences. So do what works for you with your clothing, all right? So fifth thing, know when to quit. This is one I'm working on because my work seems never to end. It's always there, and I have to realize that. Maybe your work's like that. It's just always something else to do. Well, have a goal and then make a list and then cut it off and know that you've had a good day when you've done those things. So reward yourself. If you want to watch TV and eat something good for like dessert, do it. Reward yourself. Do something, whatever you like. So those are five easy things, suggestions that if you haven't already might even improve what you're doing at home. Let me ask this. What about family, kids, and spouses? I remember back again when I was early on, graduate school, our daughter Mary Elizabeth came along. She entered my workspace, and after my wife then went to work, I worked from home and took care of her as an infant until I graduated. It was a special time for me and my newborn daughter, but that was an effective introduction to working, I can see, at home with kids. So it's something that we have to be aware of. It changes. Brett and Kate McKay write that the biggest issue actually isn't even keeping your kids away. One parent takes care of them for a while, and maybe you switch if you're both working. But the fact that you want to go to them, and that's true, isn't it? You want to go to your kids. If the baby cries, I mean, you have this, a mom has this desire to do something, and resisting that impulse to help is difficult and let someone else do it. At least, you know, it is for most. So, you may respect each other's time and help each other with assistance if you're co-parenting and you're working. So you'll find it hard to concentrate on the task at hand during those starts. I don't know if the bigger your house, probably the easier it is to do it, to work and to work that out, or if you have somebody to come and keep the kids. But it is a challenge that you need to be aware of and work out with your spouse on how to take care of that. Another thing is, if you don't even have kids, having someone else in your house. Since my wife's at home, she likes to watch TV. I'm upstairs, but I like things quiet. So I've learned to use headphones to avoid distractions, and I listen to different artists, classical music, and that works. And I've learned to like that, so I've adjusted to that. So that's, I like that, just the background music and working with that. Well, working from home, to be sure, requires some planning, doesn't it? It can become a skill, just like anything else. It has its advantages. I'm liking those advantages. But they come with challenges as well, just like working at the office comes with challenges. But we can handle those and conquer those in time, and we can do better and we can be better. Come back here next week, would you? And in the meantime, go out there and be the person God created you to be.
Here comes the sun.